Yeah. Yeah. Halloween. Taliban.
I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah. Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing. You don't have to call, I hear my dance like Usher, ooh. I just found my tempo like on DJ Mustard, ooh. I hit that Ginobili with my left hand though, like woo. Lobster and saline for all my babies that I miss. Chicken finger, french fry for them, I wanna dance. Jumpin', them boys up to something. I think I need some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you must think I trust you. You searching for answers, I do not know nothing, woo. I see him tweaking, ain't no something's coming, woo. Jumpin', them boys up to something, woo. Jumpin', what you expecting, woo. Shout out, Michael Jordan just said text me, woo.
Jumpin'. I just seen the jet take out, they up to something. Them boys just not bluffing. Jumpin', them boys up to something. She was trying to join a team, I told her, wait. Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. No boo. I just throw the private dinner in the lake. Trapping is a hobby, that's the way for me. Money coming fast, we never getting sleep. I just had to buy another safe. Bentley, Spurs, and Phantom, Jordan fade away.
Yeah, jumpin', I don't need no introduction. Jumpin', Metro boomin' on production, wow. Country cousins out in Memphis, they so country, wow. Tell her stay the night, valet your car, come me now. Jumpin', live on TNT, I'm flexin', ooh. Jumpin', they gave me my own collection, ooh. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction, ooh. Mutombo with the bitches, you keep getting rejected, ooh.
Heard it came through Magic City on a Monday. Heard they had the club wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls going wild when your chain flooded. And I had them like, wow, cup dirty. Dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the floor. I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard, woo. Way too much codeine in that aura. We just count up big racks, whoa. I know I'ma get my back, whoa. I count all these racks that they have on me now, I'ma have you like what? Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing.
Jumpin', them boys up to something.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Reality Chat with Lady AJ. It's your girl, Lady AJ. How y'all doing out there? So we got a special guest with us today. We got Mr. P, and our topic is going to be boundaries. You can start off, Mr. P.
Okay. I feel like boundaries is going to be a good subject tonight. I feel like this is where we need to go, you know, in relationships and dealing with a partner. And for those that are people that are just dating, some people that are engaged, and for those married folks too, boundaries are important. And that'll be our discussion tonight. And I think we're going to take two sides of a coin. And let's hope it doesn't get too heated in here.
I agree. Start off.
All right. This came to me. I had a very good friend at work, and we were speaking about Samson and Delilah. And the question came up was who was to blame? And his take was that Delilah was to blame, that she was the cause of all Samson's troubles and all his problems. I disagreed, and I said that, you know, Samson was the problem because he made a pact with God about something that he was not able to share with anyone, no matter who they were. And the argument went back and forth, and it got very heated at work. But where this topic comes from is comes from boundaries.
So those of y'all who don't know who Samson and Delilah is, give them a little quick snapshot so they don't know actually what you're talking about.
Okay. way back in the day. It was a man named Samson, and he was one of the strongest men for God. God had come to, I think, an angel or God, please do not quote me on that, had come down to his mother, and she had promised that her son would be a vessel for him, for strength, and basically be a warrior for God. Now, the one understanding was that the source of Samson's strength, which was his hair, shall never be discussed. So, you know, his mom had to, you know, make that pact with God, and Samson as well had to make a pact with God that I will never tell or talk about where my strength or my source of strength comes from. How this relates to boundaries is the fact that even though it may not always be with God, you make, you talk to people and you keep people's secrets, and, you know, they're expected to keep your secrets too. And you're not supposed to speak on those things or share those things. And I know when you become married, or even when you become dating and engaged, you know, it's like, oh, I need to tell my partner everything, or my partner needs to know, you know, whatever they would like to know. And I definitely disagree with that. I feel like there needs to be boundaries in place where I don't have to discuss certain things, and she doesn't have to discuss certain things, and it'd be okay. We should still be able to function. We should still be able to be okay. Now, where Samson lies in this is that I feel a lot of brothers who are dealing with a lot, got the world on their shoulders, relate that to Atlas, you know, having the world on your shoulders. We don't like to discuss a lot. You know, we don't like to talk about everything that we're going through. We like to give a perception that things are okay, and that, you know, that, you know, nothing could be rattled. You know, we want to make sure that everybody that's decided to follow us or wants to be around us, you know, doesn't have to carry that burden with them. And I feel like that's where the boundaries come in. I don't want to, you know, go too deep into it, but I feel like, you know, when you're in a relationship, the one thing that your girl always presses you for is for more info, more about your life, more about things that you're into. And sometimes, you know, you just don't want to talk about those things. And that's to keep those things safe. Once they're out in the world, once you've discussed them, people, I'm not going to say all people, because women are wonderful, and men are wonderful too. But sometimes they use that information against you. Or sometimes they see you at a point where they feel like they could talk about your stuff, and you may be in a place of peace. So when you create boundaries, and you don't share certain things, or you don't discuss certain things, you've created a safe place for yourself and for your feelings. And you don't have to let people trespass on that.
Well, I understand part of what you're saying. Like, because I think that sometimes people like to keep secrets. And I think that some people just like, and it's fine. Like, if you got secrets in this world you want to keep, fine. Hold off, be at it. You know, and I agree with you, like, I know that, for example, I know that I have things that my spouse would never know about me. And the only person that'll know about it is my best friend or like my diary or whatever, because I don't want nobody's opinion of me to change or whatever the case may be. And everybody always says that your spouse or your boyfriend or whatever is supposed to be your best friend. True, yeah, they're supposed to be your best friend, but sometimes, like, I feel as though that you can overshare. And then once you've overshared, you can't take those things back. And the reason why I say is because, like, I learned when I was in a service or whatever. It was this guy, me and him were friends, and we were cool. Like, he was my best friend. Like life was good. Like, we were really, really buddy-buddy. But I would never ever, and one day he brought it up, and I was like, I can never take it there, because you know things about me that only a friend should know. Because as a spouse, it's a different way I think that people look at you or whatever. And not that I used to care about how people think about me, but now I'm at the point where I don't. But at the same time, like, nobody in that part of my life, I know some of my deepest, darkest secrets. I think they say for God. And then sometimes when you vent to friends or whatever, and they know certain things, but you just have to, like, To protect who you, I think, to your core. You know what I mean? Like I know, and like, I can't even say that, because I got friends that don't even know. It's a few things on this earth that only God will know about me. And that's between me and God, and it's going to stay between me and God. But that, I think that comes with boundaries, and that comes with your own personal boundaries until you feel like you're totally safe with somebody to share, to be completely vulnerable with them. But I think on the other hand, some people just hold stuff just because they want to keep secrets. But on the other hand, when you were saying that guys want to portray as if they're strong, as if the world isn't on their shoulders, that could be vice versa. Like, everybody goes through things. But if you can't share that with the person who you're with, like, hey, I'm having a bad day, or oh, the world is on my shoulders today, who can you share that with? Like, you got to get it out.
I disagree. I don't feel like you have to give it out. I feel like God is a great conduit to be able to talk to people with. I feel like not everything needs to be said, and it's not always about secrets. It's about, you know, boundaries and privacy. And it's not that men are portraying that they have a lot on their shoulders. They do, just like women do. It's not just for one sex or the other. There are plenty of women out here that are doing their things, entrepreneurs like Lady AJ out here that are really doing their thing. And they may find solace in talking about it or discussing with their partner. I feel like for us men, and even for us, some of us ladies out here, if I don't want to discuss it, you should still be able to love me. You should be able to respect my boundaries and still find a way for us to be able to hang out. Yes, you know, as a couple, we should be best friends. And yes, you know, we should have these things. But I don't tell my best friends anything about myself. Anything that I know that could damage or hurt me, or anything that I know that could occupy my time more than the space that it should be allowed, is no one's business. It's not just, you referenced the fact that, you know, there's some things that your best friends know about you. There's certain things that other people know about you. And the two groups stay separate. You know what I mean? You don't mix, you know, the two groups that you're talking to it about. That's fine. And that works for you. If I decide not to speak to any group about anything, then I feel like that's okay as well.
So, to ask a question. So, you say men want to portray as if the world is on, that the world, like, because you said that men feel like the world is on their shoulders. So, what happens when, because you don't share, and okay, because you don't say something,
that's right,
your spouse or your girlfriend or whoever or anybody chooses not to do. So therefore, when the world is on their shoulders and they don't feel like they can come to you and tell you that the world is on their shoulders because they don't feel like they can communicate because you don't communicate, is that fair? Because like if one, so how is like, if you're dealing with somebody and like, because you don't want to tell them that the world is on your shoulders or that you feel like you're stressed out, how can they help? But then in the same breath, if your girl is going through something and she don't want to tell you, and her reason for not wanting to tell you is, well, what am I supposed to do? The world is on your shoulders and you don't share. Why would I put my problems onto you?
Okay. My answer to that is, just because one person decides to have boundaries, the other person, that doesn't mean the other person can't share and talk about their life, you know, to the full extent. You know, but it doesn't have to be a situation where, okay, because you're not sharing, you know, I don't want to share. That's tit for tat, and that's petty.
And it is.
You should be able to talk about whatever you decide to talk about in a comfortable space with your partner. Now, if your partner, if you feel uncomfortable with your partner, you know, or you feel the need to hold back information because they don't want to share information, then that's your loss. You know what I mean? That's something that you're missing out on, because you have no idea how that man or woman might be able to help you with your situation if you just bounce a couple ideas off of them. If you're the type of person that likes to share, that likes to talk things out, and like to get these things off their chest, more power to you. But for those of us who like the privacy, who don't want to share, we shouldn't be penalized because we don't want to talk about it.
So
there's a reason that we decided not to talk about it. There's a reason we don't want to go there. And whether it be trauma, happiness, pain, or sorrow, it's my choice to choose to share. It's my choice to choose to divulge information. And if I choose not to, doesn't mean I'm inaccessible. Doesn't mean you can't come to me. Just understand that I may not want to ask you anything, or I may not want to talk about what's going on.
Okay, so back to my original question, because it wasn't answered. If you say that you don't want to, say for instance, you're having a bad day and the world is on your shoulders and like the world is crumbling down, and you don't share
right
with your spouse because you don't want to put the burden onto her,
okay,
or whatever, or onto him, or whoever the case may be, why must it be the other person's responsibility? Because you, because your excuse, your reasoning for not wanting to tell them is because you don't want to burden them, because you don't want to put your sorrows on them, you don't want to put your problems on them. So what happens when the person that you're dating or whatever don't want to tell you, don't want to burden you because they feel like you already have enough with your life, and now they don't want to burden you with their issues.
I think I did answer the question. That's their choice. Everybody has free will. You know?
Would you be mad?
I would not be upset. If you feel like you need to keep something from me, or you feel like you're having a type of day that you cannot share with me, the only thing I can provide for you is comfort and a peaceful place to be able to think your problems out or just be able to live your life. It's not up to me to be detective and to break you down to a point where now you're upset with me and the world, because I am supposed to be your person. I am supposed to be a comfort zone for you. I am supposed to be someone that you can confide in if you choose to confide in. If you don't want to confide in me, that doesn't hurt me. That doesn't hurt me. That doesn't do anything like that. It doesn't make the relationship, you know, weaker. The foundation can still be strong. You have chosen to omit or to keep that to yourself because you may be having a hard time handling it. You don't want to put it on me. That's your choice and a decision that you've made. So I feel like I did answer the question very thoroughly. You can still share with a partner who doesn't like to share themselves. Okay. If you get into the point in your head where, oh, well, I'm not going to share because they're not going to share, then that's your issues.
So what happens when you're with, so, all right, because this is my thing. So what happens when the person you with got something, like, aren't you supposed to be able to share with your, okay, I understand where you come, I guess, but if you're going through something, you're supposed to be able to share with your spouse, and if you don't want to put the world on them, why should they put the world on you?
Okay, that's, like I said, that definitely comes down to personal choice. If you are one of those people, which is absolutely fine, where you feel like, I like to discuss things, I like to get things out because you function better like that, then please, please feel free to share. Please feel free to divulge. Please feel free to unload that burden off of you. All right? But you shouldn't be penalized for being a person that goes the other way with it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to share. Leave it alone. I'm putting up boundaries. I am putting up a wall. Do not trespass. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason for that. There's a reason the wall and the stones and the moats and all the other stuff is in place, is to protect everyone. You think you really want to know. You really think that you really want to be that person to be there. You probably couldn't handle the weight of someone else's problems, you know, couples or whatever like that. You could never fathom what people are dealing with, right? Now, if they decide to share with you and try to get some of it out just to relieve a little bit of their stress, feel free to relieve that stress. But if that's not a stress reliever for me and I don't want to share, it doesn't mean I'm being secretive. It doesn't mean that I'm being misleading or absent or anything like that. It's just I choose to keep my pain, my trauma, my happiness, and my joy to myself. You know, I speak to the Most High every day, you know, and for those who, you know, are atheists, or I'm not trying to offend, you know, but I do believe in a higher power. And when I'm going through tough times and stuff like that, I pray to my Lord. I don't share information with anyone. You know what I mean? I leave a lot of stuff out, and I'm okay with that. And if you want to be around me or you get to know me, you'll understand that that's best for everyone. And it's okay to have that in your life. You know what I mean? My thing is that people feel, because things aren't talked about, that there's shadiness or there's something wrong going on, or that you have to be a part of it. You have to be the solution. You don't have to be the solution. You know what I mean? Just you being there or being comforting or watching the movie or singing a song together, getting some ice cream, may be all the comfort that a man like me or other brothers might need. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a nice hot, I don't know if this is a Christian radio station, but maybe some hot oral sex.
Oh my God, you can't. No? There you go. But go ahead. Okay. Finish your comment.
I can't.
No? You can say whatever you want.
Okay, I'm sorry. But maybe some hot sex is all we need. You know, to let that stress out and let that pain out.
So
now, I didn't have to discuss anything. I didn't have to talk about my problems, but we sure did have some fun, and we are closer because of it.
So yes. You're saying that people should just mind their business and just leave everything else alone?
I'm saying...
Feel like people should...
If you are dealing with someone who is secretive and private, and you still decide to love them, understand that they're not going to share, they're not going to talk about a lot of their stuff. But you are still instrumental in their lives. You are still a big part of their lives. You are still their best friend. You are closer than anybody else is going to be to them. They just don't want to talk about it. They don't want to share. Okay. They'd rather go on a bike ride. Sometimes people, they take drives to clear their head, roll the windows down. Sometimes it's a nice, I'm going to say a shot for me. But, you know, for Lady AJ, it might be a nice glass of wine and some Tevin Campbell. Whatever. Whatever makes you happy. However you decide to relieve. I'm sorry, excuse me. That's up to you.
So, all right. So this is my thing, because I was having a conversation with a coworker one time, right? And she chose not to express the stresses in her life to her boyfriend. Because, he's super secretive, and he's one of them 007 agents or whatever the case may be.
Understood.
But then when everything fell out the bottom, his first comment was, "Why you ain't tell me what was wrong?" And her comment was, "Why would I unload my stress on you when you make it clear that you have the world on your shoulders? Why would I compile the stress of your world on your shoulders and then add mine onto it?"
Okay.
So who's wrong?
All right. Neither one of them are wrong. My thing is that you have to know your partner inside and out. Just because I got the world on my shoulders doesn't mean I can't carry your stuff too, and that I wouldn't love to carry your stuff. You can't just shut down because I shut down. You're copying my style, and you're trying to be like me, and you can't be like me. All right? If you're one of those people that like to talk, outsource, you know, get other people's opinions and stuff like that, there is nothing wrong with that. And when you get in a relationship, you still need to strive to do that, because that's what keeps you level. That's what keeps you sane. In the situation you bring up with your girlfriend, she made the mistake. He didn't make the mistake. He's always been that way. You've always known him to be that way. Now, you want to hold back because you want to be like your man, or I don't want to throw stress on his plate because da-da-da-da-da. And now at the end of the day, you look crazy. You could have had a simple conversation. You could have cleared that up. And, you know, and no offense to your friend, and she will remain nameless, but you have to learn to, in spite of what's going on around you, be true to the core of yourself. We're talking about boundaries. Some people that I have met in my life have some serious walls up there, and I've dated some people who had some serious walls up there. We had amazing relationships. I did not need to know every little thing that they was going through, and we did very, very well. And did it end up hurting me in the end? It didn't. You know, everybody wants to gonna throw in this horror story. Well, oh, they gotta be hiding this, they gotta be hiding it. They wasn't hiding nothing. That's just the person they were, and I accepted them and I loved them for who they were. Now, whenever they decided to share with me, I made sure I was open ears, because I'd love to help. I love to be that person to help. You know what I mean? And when it was time for them to confide, or when they felt like, you know, I'm sorry for using this vernacular, but when the levees broke, you know what I mean? I was able to be able to help put their pieces back together and help them get their mind back together. And then they went right back to being closed off, and I was okay with that.
And I just feel like, so in a situation with my, I don't think that she was necessarily wrong, because maybe she should have said something, but maybe he should have made himself available to hear what was going on and made it a safer space to go for her to feel like, hey, I can tell him. Because if you don't feel like you can tell your, if you don't feel like you can tell the person that you with the stresses of your life, it may not be the person's fault for not telling you. It may be the fact that you haven't made it easy for them to come tell you about the stresses of their life. You know, because like, I feel like this is just my opinion. Like, if you're with somebody and you feel like, oh, hell is about to break loose in your life or whatever, and they choose not to tell you, it's a reason why maybe they chose not to tell you. You know, like in my friend's situation, if she didn't want to unload the world on his shoulders, maybe he should have realized why she didn't want to unload the world on his shoulders. Why she felt like she couldn't come to her man and tell him what was going on. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be a reason why she felt like why she couldn't go to him or say something.
Now, you didn't state that before. You didn't tell me that he was closed off. Now, if he's closed off and she feels like she has no one to talk to, that's different. Someone who's private, someone who has boundaries, not all people are like that. You can still come to me. You can still talk to me. You could talk to me about anything. Just when it's my turn to come around and share with you, it's going to be a lot of dead air and empty space, and you have to be okay with that. Now, in your friend's situation, you didn't put on the table that maybe he was unapproachable, that maybe he was quiet, which means she had to be quiet. That's different. Now, that's toxic. And I do understand that part. As you know, for those of us who are driven by our boundaries or enjoy our privacy, it is understood that I still need to be accessible for my mate and for my partner because they may need to share. It seems like your girlfriend was in a situation where he didn't make her feel like she could come talk to him or that she couldn't share her things. And that's something in between them two. You know what I mean? Where I'm coming from it is that a relationships can thrive and be successful and there still be boundaries and there still be privacy.
I agree.
I don't want to date the CIA. I don't want to date the NSA. I don't want to date detectives or cops or people feel like they need to dig into my life or learn more about me about stuff that I'm not sharing. It is really none of your business. What I'm going through in my mind is none of your business. The reason why I smile every day is none of your business. It really is none of your business. And I'm going to put a situation out there where there's times in the course of a day, and I'm not naming any names, and it's not that anybody's been here, where I just may smile to myself about something that I thought that was hilarious that may have happened 2 weeks ago. I have been quizzed up and down. I have been called a cheater because I'm smiling to myself. No, that's your insecurities. That's you wanting to know what makes me happy. And that's where the Samson thing comes back in. I don't have to discuss what makes me happy. I don't have to discuss what makes my world turn. I don't need to share those things if I don't want to. And you still need to be able to say, you know what? He's good. If he wasn't good, he'll say he's not good. He's a grown man. Grown men and men in general should know how to speak when it's time to speak and know how to be quiet when it's time to be quiet. For some of us who like to be quiet more than speak, it's understood that you can come to me about whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to discuss. But when I smile or when I laugh or when my face is looking maybe a little perturbed or whatever it may be, that's my business. It's not up to you to solve my problems, because if it was, I'd ask you for your help. It's not up to you to figure out, well, what does that facial expression mean? Or what does that mean when, you know, he taps the cigarette box twice? Or what does that mean when he smoked the L and then he had two shots after it? Don't try to decipher or understand that. Everybody's different. Everybody likes their own thing. Everybody relaxes. Everybody does their thing own differently. Your job. And I want to say job because it is a job being with me or having to deal with me. Hold on, let me finish. When it is a job being with me, it could be hard at certain times. Your job is just to love me. Your job is just to be yourself, be your full-blown happy self, and to love me anyway. You do not need to know who my sixth grade teacher was. You do not need to know the first girl that I kissed unless I shared that with you. You don't need to know about my first sexual experience. You don't need to know about my first blowjob experience unless I share that with you. It's not your job to investigate and bring up stuff that I'm not sharing with you. Those are boundaries. Case in point, I also like to bring up too is phones. Now, I know that this is going to get a little people riled up at home and stuff. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lady A.
I was going to try to lighten it up a little bit and say, what I think about boundaries and people who create these boundaries in life, I think about Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Like, that's what I think about boundaries. And I think...
they made amazing love afterwards. I just want to say that.
But I think, like, do you, whatever rocks your boat. Like if you want to be quiet, secretive, non-disclosure, and the NDAs or whatever the case may be, float your boat. Do you?
Thank you.
I just say that
in peace.
I just say that. Just know that you may need some things in life. You may need to share.
Okay.
To make the other person feel better. And what I mean by that is, I'm not saying that you have to tell them about your first sexual experience or what your sixth grade teacher did or whatever the case may be. But you may be with somebody who may need validation or who may need you may be with someone who needs words of affirmation. But if you keep everything in your life secret that makes that person feel special, if you never tell the person that you're with why they're special because you feel like that's a boundary, how they're supposed to feel.
That was not the topic.
I'm
that
just
not,
you,
that
you,
was not on the table.
But just because
I'm private does not going to mean that I'm not going to tell you how beautiful you are.
That's not what I was saying. See, you are. That's not that what I see. You took what I said no. the wrong way.
You just said.
That's okay. not what I
go
said.
Ahead.
That's
ahead,
not what I
go
said.
Go ahead, Lady AJ. Go ahead, Lady AJ.
Sometimes you got to open up, but it's time for this. Ready? Well, we got a few more minutes.
Okay.
But yeah, I think
No, I actually had something else I want to talk about. Phones is part of privacy, right?
Right.
So my thing and my question I'm going to pose to you, Lady AJ, would be, do you think it's okay to go through your partner's phone?
I don't know.
Speak your truth.
I don't know. I guess if you don't have secrets, it shouldn't be nothing to hide. If you ain't doing nothing wrong, you ain't got. I'm not saying you're supposed to have I feel as though you should be able to answer your spouse's phone. If the phone ringing, they should be able to be like, hey, answer this or whatever the case may be. But I also feel like if you ain't got nothing to hide, it ain't nothing to hide.
Okay, I like that answer.
Like me, I'm an open book. Like, I don't have nothing in my phone to hide. Like, it is what it is. But I feel like I don't know. Do you feel like it's okay to go? Your answer is no.
Absolutely. Okay, first of all, Lady AJ, I do understand where you're coming from. I'm going to go the opposite way with that. And for all the brothers out here, it is never okay. And I understand those brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, and for the women too, no, stay out of my phone, stay out of my business. I don't want to answer your phone. I don't want to go through your phone. I don't want to go through your text message. I don't want to see the group chat that you have with your girlfriends because I don't want to know any of those things.
Okay.
And when it comes to that, you know, there's pictures, there's photos, there's messages, and there's stuff that, like I said, that goes back to privacy and goes back to boundaries. I feel as though your phone is your property. It's a part of you. We don't need to go into each other's stuff. You know what I mean? And now don't get me wrong. Let me also go the other way with it. I have been in relationships where my phone was an open book because they could handle that, you know, and they had that type of understanding where, yes, you can be in all my business because you make my business better. I've also been in other relationships where they pried so hard and they tried to get up so much dirt that they would invent dirt because there was nothing there. So if the phones are left off limits permanently, or that's just like a rule we have between us, it's less fighting, less arguing. I don't care, you know, have respect for each other. Like if we're sitting down eating, watching a movie, or we're relaxing and chilling, turn the notifications off. All right, I don't want to hear 50 beeps on your phone from Instagram. Just like you don't want to hear 50 beeps out of my phone. There's rules and regulations that can go with the phone, and we can still be respectful about it and still be able to keep our privacy.
All right, everybody has their own opinion.
That's right. That's what the show is about.
Everybody, I just think like you're right. You don't have to go through your spouse's phone, but I feel as though like it's everybody has their own. It is what it is. People just I've come to the realization that whatever's done in the dark will come to the light. So if somebody's doing something in their phone or doing something in life, if it's wrong, it'll come to the light. And you got to live. I'm learning in life that you don't live off of fear. You live off the enjoyment, and it is what it is. If all hell breaks loose and fall through the table, and oh, well, fuck it.
Never, not one time in my life have I ever caught anybody cheating on me. The Lord actually presented it to me. I did not catch them cheating. It was the Lord that showed me this or this happened or something crazy happened to him. And that's why I agree with you that the Lord will bring this stuff to the light if it's detrimental to the relationship. If nothing...
Cheating is detrimental to relationships.
And I feel like the Lord will bring that to light. If nothing happens and nothing comes to light, then that just means the person is private and quiet.
Cheating is detrimental to a relationship.
Cheating is detrimental to a relationship. But if nothing pops off, if nothing happens... Then was there ever any cheating? Was there anything ever going wrong? No, the person is just private. That's all it is.
To each his own. But
each his own.
I still think cheating is detrimental.
I did say that cheating.
Just because people find out different ways, don't nobody want to live a lie.
I understand that.
You know, and like...
I understand it, but you...
It is what it is, but it is time to wrap up this show.
All right, I had a great time.
So, with that being said...
Let's go.
Time for my thing song. And until next week, you all, I will have an amazing topic for y'all next week. It'll be a surprise, though.
Okay.
So long, farewell. I don't know the rest of the song, but I've learned it one day, y'all.
Go Pack Go.
Ain't no Go Pack Go. This is not no Packers rail.
Go Pack Go.
I hope the Packers lose. They ain't making it to the Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers, number 12.
Aaron Rodgers. So long, farewell. I don't know the rest of the song, but I promise I'll learn it one day, y'all. You are listening to Reality Chat with Lady AJ. 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 AJ.